At the special request of Overlord, I'm going to read Don't Jump, Chapter 3. Author's note. Everyone in this story is human. Suck it, furries, pervs. On with to tail. 111. Get it? Cause I said tail, like tails? Ololololol. Right. And now to begin with this abomination. Hello, my name is Shadow Cyanide. Cyanide? Like cyanide, but with an S cause it's my MySpace name. I'm going to search this kid and fuck his shit. I live in Defutern, in a city called Grand Metropolis, with my dad, who's a general in the gun forces, who doesn't know my secret. I'm 17, and I woke up for school that morning, and my dad was still asleep. I was feeling depressed, so I slit my wrists, and then covered to cuts with my Hot Topic wristbands. He did it wrong. He's not dead. I looked at the mirror in my perfect androgynous pale face. I looked just like Destry from Descendate/Captain Des on YouTube. Author's note. If you don't know who he is, you need to get the hell out of there. I don't fucking know. God damn. Fuck this kid. Overlord, damn it, fuck you too. No, I don't really mean that. I fucking respect what you do, so I'm doing this out of respect. On YouTube. Except my hair has red streaks in it, and I have lip piercings. I put on my black eyeliner and I messed it up, so I looked like I was crying, but it didn't matter, because I'm always crying inside. Call me to ambulance, someone. Oh, where was I? Right. I'm bulimic, and I'm really, 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 really skinny, like super skinny. So I was straight hitting my hair with my hair straightener from the Hot Topic right before I put on my band shirt. From Hot Topic, which read Tokyo Hotel, because I am bi and I would totally sleep with Bill. Who the fuck is Bill? No. Nope. No! No. Just no. I'm wearing skinny jeans with black color from Hot Topic, and I was wearing my Chuck Taylor Converse Vans from Hot Topic, and they was ripped with sad writing on it. From Amy. Girlfriend. Old. Amy Roses was a prep who looked just like Geeky Cannibal, but she had a pink 20s hooker bob and wore a skanky little red dress with red high boots and always showed off her undies like a whore. She was such a slut, but I thought that she was my friend and we became boyfriend and girlfriend. She pretended to be hardcore like me, and I was believing because I was blinded by her mundane deceit. Wow, this kid has just a stunning vocabulary. One night, this is what happened between us. One night, outside of Te Park. --. Shadbaby, I always want to be with you for... Literally, this kid put the number 4. I don't mean to rip on kids, but fuck sake, kid. Put a bullet in your skull. Forever. Meh too. Let's cut our wrists. So we cutted our wrists. Shadbaby, I want to have sex with you so we can really be in love. Okay, I said. Amy took off her red dress and was wearing a lacy black bra instead of pink, because she was pretending to be Emma. The hell is Emma? I know a girl named Emma. Emma. Fuck, I'm getting distracted. I gotta fucking focus. And she had black lace undies. Her skin was bodiful, like marbles in the moonlit river. Oh, Amy, I said, even though we hadn't sex yet. No, I was not prematurely ejaculating. You fucking prepper assholes. Oh, Shadbaby. Oh, M. Oh, Shadbaby. Finally, I RP'd her panties like a sexy rapist. Except I wasn't raping her. Oh, Emma. Oh, Shadow Baby. Emma. Shadow. Emma. Shadow. Amy! Shadow! We were thrusting seductively and suicidally because I thought we both wanted to die, but Amu wasn't really hardcore. Because I don't labble. Labeling is for soup cans. Overlord, what the hell have you gotten me into? Amy. Shadow! Amy! And then I cummed and it was over. Oh god, said Amy, smoking a cigarette, and she handed me one. These kids aren't even 18. These kids shouldn't be smoking. The fuck? Tat was good, I said sadly. Kid, you just got getting distracted. It's true it was, she said sexily. Suddenly, there was this kid in the distance. It was Chris. I'm gonna tell on you guys, because you're not 18 yet. So what? Said Amy. Because she's 17 into story, not 12 pedophiles. We reached the age of consent. Yeah, you little fugly cockblock, I said. And then Amy and I Frenched for 13 minutes. Such an oddly specific number. I'm trying not to laugh. Guys, Chris said. I'm a Shirtian. Shirstian? Christian! That's what it's trying to say. I can't read this kid's fucking typing. Jesus is dead and no one cares, lol, I said. Jesus lives, said Chris. Lies, said Amy and I, sitting together. I'm gonna tell Sonic about you guys, Amy. Fuck Sonic, that fucking is Chris Chan writing this? This is Chris Chan's work, isn't it? Fuck Sonic, tat fucking jock. He can go fuck Oter preps like Brightney. Yeah, I said, and then I did some heroin to make my sad pain go. Okay, this touches a little close to home. Fuck, man, that kid has no idea what heroin does to the body. For fuck's sake. To make my sad pain go away. You know, Amy, I really think I'm gonna commit to suicide. Really? But I love you too much. Just don't ever break my heart. And she went and broke it right after Tat. She dumped me and ran off with Sonic. That fucking soul. Motherfucker. Author's note. I don't say motherfucker because that's ghetto. Really. Really. But Amy wasn't tatting on my mind right then. Something serious was serious boiling me. It was this girl I kept seeing in my dreams. This girl, Maria. Fuck's sake, this is reducing my IQ level. But then it was time to go to school. To flying school bus. Author's note, because like I said, we were into future. Oh, fortune. I don't even know anymore. I feel like shooting myself in the head. Came up my window and I jumped in. Suddenly, we was flying over to city. And to Moscow. I walked into the back, and Emmy was on the bus sitting with Tat Jock, asshole Sonny Ick, and his ghetto gangster bodyguard Knuckles. The fuck? Is that Sonic? Said Knuckles, pointing at my Sonic-cocked penis, his head back at me.
Where you going, you emo fuck?
Don't label me.
Fuck you, Shadow, you don't even know your mom is dead, General Beats you.
I can't believe she told him that my dad beat me. Maybe because I still had a black eye from where he threw that bowl of Fruityos at my face and the Fruityos were made of AIDS. I hope this kid dies. I don't have AIDS, though, even though I shoot heroin. Then it hit me. You probably have AIDS, Knuckles, because you're a South African fuck. I shouted in Creole and quietly, but Nuxakels still heard.
The fuck, nigga, you wanna fucking fight me, you little emo cock-sucking snowflake whitey bitch, cause I will fuck you, motherfucker. I has no fee.
What? What?
Ten Knuckles beat me up, cause he's ghetto as fuck, and he said he was, cause he's gangster.
After I was all bloodied and hurt and scarred, and everyone was looking at me like I was weird, cause Knuckle got up and started rapping, doing a crank that Soulja Boy dance. I don't own these lyrics, no copyright. I'm not fucking reading this. I'm not racist, so I want to say anything, but I wanted to offend him, so I said niggagigger. Everyone got this what the fuck, but did he just say look on their face, and I was like, oh shit, but none of that really mattered, because the only thing that mattered that chin was that wave on the bus. Wave Swallow was the most beautiful pink girl in the school. She was 18, but she failed chemistry and got it held back, even though she was really good at mechanicals. She looked just like Heather Beather from MySpace? Don't even. Then everyone went back to what they were doing after I said nigga, and I cried in the back of the bus. Wave walked right past me and sat down with these kids from Iraq named Hussein Hussein! But everyone called him Jet, because he was a self-hating Arab. And he wanted to be Jet called instead of Hussein. I thought she might have liked him, but she sat down with Storm, too, and Storm was just this big, fat trailer park trash. This whole who thought he could beat up Knuckles, but was never really that good. But what mattered was Algebra 2's class was coming up, and Mr. Escobo Yakamara, who looks just like Manasama, is my math teacher. And he's a pedophile. Fucking 11 minutes and 30 seconds of my life just... Thank you, Overlord. I totally needed this. One take.